College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 12:23. You are listening to The Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. And I know some of you are heartbroken after Thursday's loss to the Eagles. I get it. I absolutely understand. I'm heartbroken too. My friend Justin Pahowski, longtime Vikings fan, always high hopes for the season, crushed. Dan with a soda, he's got a couple of books about the heartbreaking losses that, you know, Minnesota sports fans have experienced over the years. And they sell pretty well. But, you know, for folks out there who are taking it to the extreme, it's sad to see. Now, I'm not sure if you've heard about it. But Vikings running back Alexander Mattison, he's receiving racist messages on social media after that loss. Hours after the Vikings 34-28 loss to the Eagles on Thursday night, the running back shared some of those racist messages. Disgusting, disrespectful. This man, he's doing his job. He's an NFL player, playing at the highest level of the professional sport for our Minnesota Vikings. These same people who are sending these horrible racist messages, if they were winning, would be cheering him on and patting him on the back. See, that's what you call a fair weather fan. It's also disgusting. Mattison wrote on his social media channels, I'm not sure if you follow him, he said, y'all can come at me all you want about fantasy football. I really could care less. I hope you decided to come at me with disgustingly disrespectful messages in my DMs and comments, really reflect on what you say and how it could truly affect someone. Under my helmet, I am a human, a father, a son. This is sick. Now, the members of the Vikings have seen these messages. They have authenticated them, know that they are coming from outside sources. But people who are claimed to be Vikings fans, fantasy football players who are upset. And the Vikings released a statement as well. They said, we are sickened by the hatred and racial slurs directed at Alexander following Thursday night's game. There is simply no room for racist words or actions in sport or society. The NFL strongly condemns the racist comments directed toward Alexander online. Such hateful behavior is completely unacceptable in the NFL or anywhere else. And you want to know where the anywhere else is? Everywhere else. For those of you who think we are living in a post-racial society because we elected our first black president and we have a black vice president and we have a black woman on the U.S. Supreme Court, I just want to tell you that is not the case. These messages that Alexander shared, I get them all the time. And the only reason that I don't see them is because Chad Hartman blocks them. And sometimes they're so bad that he gets on the radio and says, now, listen, you can disagree with Shaletta if you like. That is absolutely fair. You don't have to like everything she says. But these messages are wrong. And I'm going to block you. And you know what? I don't ever want to see them. I don't ever want to share them. You know, I get the letters in my mailbox. You know, my mailbox at TCO is always full. Right. And the thing that it's almost laughable that tickles me the most is that these people will put their return address on there and their name. They'll sign it. It's not even anonymous. They want me to know that I'm not welcome. They want to remind me where my ancestors came from, and that's putting it nicely. They want to send me back to my homeland. That's putting it nicely. And the text messages that come into the station are horrific. So this incident with Alexander, it is not something that is new. This happens throughout our state as Minnesotanites, as we claim to be, to Black professionals who come to work and are just trying to do their job. I'm coming to work at CCO Radio just to entertain, educate, and inform, to banter with my coworkers, to make sure you have the latest on weather and breaking news, to make sure that I inform the community about what's going on, and then give my two cents about any topic of the day. Alexander is going to work to play in the NFL. He's just trying to run, catch some balls, win some games. We should be able to do that without threats of physical violence, without being called outside of our names, without being labeled, without being told to go back to our homeland where our ancestors were born. We ought to be able to not give 100, to be able to give 100% and still fail, right? It happens to all of us. But when it happens to Black professionals, whether you are in the NFL or you're broadcasting on CCO, you get threatened. When people don't like what I say, I've had storm grates thrown through my window. I have literally been on the air here at the Good Neighbor Station. And I've had somebody throw a storm grate through my window downstairs while I'm talking on the air. And, you know, that's why when you see me out at the state fair, or you see me doing a autism book giveaway, or I'm handing out Thanksgiving baskets to a neighborhood where the people don't have access to finances and there are no grocery stores nearby and they don't have cars and they need help, I always have a security person with me. Because of the threats of violence against my family. And y'all know, when I'm out in the community, I have my kids with me. And so they are also threatening my children. But you know what? That does not stop me. That does not stop Alexander. That does not stop the thousands of African-American professionals who want to go to work every day and do their job and give 100% and still be able to fail for one reason or another. Still be able to have you disagree for one reason or another. Without the racist slurs and the threats being hurled at us, that should not be a part of the job description and other duties as assigned. So I'm going to tell you what. Y'all know some folks who are doing this, right? And you know it's wrong. It's not funny and it's not cute. Now, I'm thick skinned, okay? I'm fine. I'm good. I got Chad Hartman over here blocking them. I don't even read them. I never take a look at them because I never want to see anything negative from anybody. And I don't even talk about it because I choose light. I choose love. This will be one of the only times you'll ever hear me say anything about all of that, because I read this story and it resonated with me. And I don't want anybody who listens to this show to think that that is an isolated incident. I want y'all to know this is happening. And some of you know people who are doing it. And if you want to be an ally, you want to be an advocate, what you do is you get your Chad Hartman on and you block it. You get your Chad Hartman on and you stop it. That's how you can make a difference.